vitamin D today, boys.
Yeah. A little bit of an angle, Chuck. You know, we can a little flatten it out for me. What do you think? Is it afternoon yet? Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Hope you guys are doing well. So I want to start out by saying that obviously Sunday's game, this past Sunday's game, was a very difficult one, you know, because at the end of the day, it's one that kind of got away from us. And on special teams, what I look at it is we did a really good job on field position the whole day. I mean, I think every drive started at the 25 or inside the 25, including four inside the 20, with the exception of the blocked field goal. And, you know, that's our goal. Complementary football, help the offense, help the defense with field position, and I thought we did a really nice job with that. A lot of times people look at special teams, say it's, you know, just the kicker or just the punter or just the returner or whatever, and it's encompassing everybody, and it's six different phases. And the only reason I say that is because I want to give credit to the guys who played really well for us in the coverage phases and in the return phases. And I know, because most of the questions are now going to come about the kicker, I would imagine. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are doing some really good things. We got to get Blair straightened out. He's got to straighten himself out. He's got to make those kicks for us. He's got to kick off how we want him to kick off, and we need to go help our team win games.
How did the kicker tryouts go on Tuesday, and is it a case where you maybe have a guy in mind if Blair continues to struggle that he's a phone call away?
Yeah, the kick, first of all, the workout went very well. All six guys came in, did a good job for us. Secondly, you know, I'm a glass half full guy, so, you know, going forward, I'm thinking that Blair's going to be the guy the rest of the season, and we have our list together for if he has an injury or if we want to bring in a guy in to compete against him next year, whatever the case may be. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Blair's our kicker, and he needs to perform like we know he can perform, like he's performing in the past.
Like, how do you expect him to just handle seeing other guys come in and kind of competing for that?
Yeah, I knew how he would react because I've known him now for five plus years. You kind of lit a fire under him. You know, he was a little bit, got ticked off in a good way, I think, and because he's a competitive young man. And when you bring in guys that are potentially going to take it, you know, your job, guys that want your job, that, you know, he's a competitive guy, and that's the way you want to react. If he didn't react that way, I'd be really worried, and then we probably would be looking for another guy. But, you know, he got, I don't want to say angry, but, you know, he got a little fired up, and in a very respectful way, and just like he is, like he always is. And, you know, I expect him to go out and kick well for us this weekend and the rest of the year.
Mike, what do you feel like his issues have come from?
I think a lot of it, Ben, is probably mental. He is a confident guy, but sometimes if he's not kicking exactly right in pregame or maybe his practice week wasn't great, then that'll be in the back of his mind. And what I've tried to, preach to him the last couple weeks especially is, hey, just relax. It's like your rookie year again. You're just going out and having fun. You're in the NFL. He's a fine kicker. We all know that because his track record has shown that he is a very good kicker. I think he needs to relax and be confident and go out, and every kick's a new kick. Every kick's a new opportunity. He's going to go out and make them.
If confidence has been an issue, do you worry at all that bringing other guys in could have an adverse effect?
That's a good question. You know, John asked the same type of thing, but at the end of the day, when you do bring these guys in, you react one of two ways. You know, it's going to be, hey, I'm fired up, or I'm in the tank, they don't love me anymore, I'm going to get cut. And if he's going to feel sorry for himself, then he's not the guy that we want. And like I said, we knew the type of guy Blair is, and we knew that he would react in that way, that he'd be fired up and ready to go.
Mike, if it's a mental thing, do you think any of that is still stemming from the miss last January?
I wouldn't think so. I honestly thought in the spring when he came back and he was stronger and he had a really good spring and a good training camp for us. I honestly think those issues are hopefully behind him. I hope that's not in the back of his mind. I wouldn't think that's in the back of his mind when he's going out there for a kick in a game.
He had a tough senior year at college.
He did.
Is it, I don't want to say helpful, but helpful that he might have that to draw from, that he recovered from that?
Probably, and that's one of the things I brought up to him, you know, his rookie year, when basically his problems as a senior in college where he's going way too fast, and like the guys that have covered this for many years know that. So what we did, the first thing we did was slow him down, and then we've made other tweaks to his technique since he's been here, or he's made them. But that's he hit a really good ball, and he had the best combine I've ever seen in the 15 combines I've been to. So the talent is there. He's got to put it together, go out there and be a confident young man that we know he is. We've got his back. The team has his back. The head coach and general manager have his back, and he's got to go. It's on him now. He's got to go out and perform.
Mike, you said the tryouts kind of lit a fire under him.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you expect that he would have had that fire earlier after
struggling? Absolutely. And I think he did. But when it hits you in the face, like, wow, okay, that's kind of reality. You know, it's always in the back of anybody's mind. It's in the back of my mind. I got a chip on my shoulder as a coach because I know that I got to outwork everybody else that's out there. You know, I want to keep my job. I want to support my family, and he wants to keep his job. And you know, having that fire under your in your belly is kind of always there. But when you do, when reality sets in, and there's six guys that come in who want to take your job, I think it's a different story. It kind of makes it, kind of grows exponentially at that point.
Mike, what happened on the kickoff from the 50? Coach Zimmer said the hope was to get it between the 5 and the 10. Obviously,
no, that wasn't the hope. That was the expectation. He is absolutely, should have gone between the 5 and the 10-yard line, close to the numbers, pop it up. He's at a three-step approach. We've done it many times in games. Anytime we kick from the 50 or almost any time, we want to give our coverage an opportunity to pin him inside the 20. But not only that, because with 23 seconds left and they have no timeouts left, we waste 5 or 6 seconds, I think the ball game's over. So to me, that was a huge mistake on our part.
Things are going on with Blair. Have you visually seen a difference this week on the practice?
You know, he came out focused. He hit the ball well yesterday. He hit the ball really well today. He was 8 for 8 today out here in the. And we backed him up, I think, to about 48 yards with, you know, a little bit of wind. Not bad, but it's a beautiful day. But I thought he did a really nice job the past 2 days and kicked off well today. And now he's just got to go out and do it on game day. He's had plenty of practice weeks where he's been phenomenal, and he's had plenty of games where he's been phenomenal. That we just got to put a bunch of kicks together, not just one game, but, you know, each kick and put a game together, and then put the next week, put the, you know, each kick in that game together, and really kind of get out of his funk here and help our team win games.
Mike, was there consideration to have Jeff kick off? Because Blair got hit.
He did. I saw him. Yep, I looked at him in the eyes, make sure he was okay, and, you know, not that I'm a doctor, but he looked like, you know, he was okay, and he went out and didn't kick it exactly how he wanted, but he understood what we wanted from him.
Do you think that affected him, that he got knocked down on the...
Maybe, but like I said, we checked him right away. I mean, I'm looking at him, and because I saw it, and I'm looking at him right away. In fact, Coach Ficken had the kickoff team, was going over the situation with them, and they knew it was coming because we talk about it. We've practiced it a bunch of times, but I wanted to make sure. I spent a lot of time with Blair, which I normally don't do. Usually I tell him, hey, the call is mortar right, lightning right, let's go. Got it, Grief. But I mean, I spent at least 35, 40 seconds with him to make sure he was okay.
With his struggles, how much do you personally feel invested in seeing him through this? And I mean, he's kind of your guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's our guy. I mean, he's been our guy for 5 years. He's won a bunch of games for us. I mean, he, you know, like any kicker, you're going to have some struggles, and it just hit it at a bad time on Sunday. You know, no kicker's going to be perfect. There's no gimme field goals. There's no gimme PATs in this league. So at the end of the day, yeah, he's my guy, but he's our guy. He's a Minnesota Viking, has been for, you know, 5 seasons now.
Like, if Marcus can't go, I mean, how do you feel about your guys behind him?
Oh, I feel good. Yeah. You know, Stefan did a really nice job the other day. He almost popped one. And you know, Adam Thielen's a guy who's a very good returner as well. So we got a couple different options back there.
What happened, Mike, on the blocked field goal? Was it, in fact, a low ball?
It was a combination of a low kick, and we did not do a good enough job on the left side of in protection. And like I told our guys in the meeting today, I said, I've seen plenty of lower kicks go through the uprights because protection's been perfect, and I've seen plenty of kicks that were high enough that got blocked because protection was so bad. So it was a combination of the two.
Did he mishit that, or was he trying to line drive it there?
Yeah, he probably line drive a little bit too much. 48 yarders indoors. I mean, he makes those in his sleep. I mean, he's made a 48 yarder at Chicago the week before, or 2 weeks before, or whatever it was, the week before. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was just not a, it was not a good play all around. It was a good reaction by our guys, and our defense forced them to 3 and out, but they got 3 points. It was a 6-point swing as far as I'm concerned.
Like, from what you saw Tuesday, did you have one guy in mind, like, say, if Blair gets hurt or falters again, do you have a go-to guy, or would you probably bring in another set of guys and do another round of tryouts?
It depends. It depends on if any of those guys get signed here in the next few weeks, if that happens. You know, we've got our list together, though. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.